complete and our body grow, and we have to make, we have to join our attached universe, which is our ourselves, with outside universe, eat material food. Material food. Okay, is this notion difficult to grasp? How you make your body, you make a link between your attached universe of matter, which is your what, your existence, what you have now in matter. You eat, when you eat, you are linking this with outside universe, with alam al-munfasir. So you are making your body all the time is growing and growing. If you stop linking your, connecting your attached material universe to your detached material universe, you gradually die. If you don't eat anything, you die. If you do not breathe the air, you die. These are all outside matter. These are all detached universe for you. Right? Similar notion exists for your alam barzakh. Because you have at the moment, while you are sitting here, you have got your barzakh existence. Your barzakh existence is with you. You have got that barzakh existence with you. It is not that when you die, that barzakhi existence is going to be created. It is already created. From the day we were born, it was created. And even our intellectual being, it is with us. We have it. I mean, it's not that I die, then I start to make it. I'm making it all along. Every second I'm making my material body, I'm making my barzakhi body and barzakhi wujud, and I'm making my intellectual body. How is my intellectual wujud? With all these notions that you learn, is your intellectual. You are making your intellectual being. If you learn, God forbid, bad things, bad notions, corrupted notions, you are also still making your intellectual being, but in a bad way. So, remember, at your existence in the level of matter, in the level of barzakh, in the level of aql, which is all those three levels, all the time simultaneously exist. You are not creating it one after another. So, if this notion is there, we understand how important it is what we do, what we learn, and what we eat. Level of barzakh is detached. Alam munfasil al-barzakh is what? All the attributes, all the sifat, all the traits that we do. So those sifat, the attributes. Arafa, you make sense of this? You have got a universe of, you have got a alam barzakh al-muttasil in you. It is in you. Right? Now you want similar to your material level. You want to make your, you want to grow your level of barzakhi wujud, your level of barzakhi being. Let's first make sure everyone agree that we have got a barzakhi being. Do you all understand barzakhi being? Do you understand barzakhi being? Barzakhi being is when you dream, in your dream, what you do, you go here, talk to that person, you go to Rotorua, but your body is on the bed. That is your barzakhi being, or is doing all of those things. Okay? So that is to give you an understanding of barzakhi wujud. So we have our barzakhi wujud with us all the time. Now we are trying to, similarly how we were making our body, now we want to make our barzakhi wujud. What do we have to do? You have to link, to connect our attached barzakhi wujud to detached barzakhi wujud. What is detached barzakhi wujud? It's not like material. You cannot. It's not that easy to say, okay, all of these are detached material, alam munfasil maddi. But when it comes to detached universe of barzakh, what is there to for you? Tangible thing. The tangible thing outside you is your behavior, your attributes, your sifats. Your sifat. When you are making traits, you are making, you are acquiring, you are getting attributes, you are attaching your universe of attached barzakhi to your universe of detached barzakhi, to the universe of detached barzakhi. That way, you are growing. So let's say you start, for instance, as an example, you start to become, to practice generosity. You see needful people, you give them some money. You see somebody needs help, you help him. You see somebody has fallen down and broken his legs, her leg, you get her up, you take her to hospital. All of these good things, These are attributes that you are making to make your bodily barzakh. Your bodily barzakh is being made. But opposite to that, let's say you become, somebody tells you something that you don't like. You become angry. You shout. You go out of your mind. You are also still making your barzakh. But what barzakh? Barzakh in way of bad way. That means we become, we look like dog. When we are angry people, in barzakh, after we die and go out of this world, we look like dog. Right? Or, if we do a lot of tricking and trick people and deceive people, we look like shaitan. And it is easy to get all the looks, different looks at the same time. Because it is not like material universe. We can have 10 different looks depending on what sifats and attributes we have learned in this life. It is a very horrifying notion. At the same time, horrifying in what way? In we are so sometimes careless about what we do. But we don't know that we are making our barzakhi wujud. This is what we are going to become. And it's beautiful. It can be beautiful if we know, okay, this is how I'm making my barzakh. This is how I'm making my intellectual being. When we learn these different notions, we are making our intellectual being as well. Right? So it is so important what we learn and what we do to make our wujud of barzakh and to make our wujud of akhl, intellectual level. And it is not that when you die it starts. It has started and is going on. So for me that I'm of this age, it is more difficult for me to reverse all those bad traits and attributes that I have got. You have heard that when a person becomes 40 years of age, it becomes very difficult to change because of that. But you, at the age that you have just started. Some of you have just started, some of you 30 years ago started, some of you 20 years, some of you 15 years. But you have started, you are making your wujud of barzakh. So when you die, you're going to look like what you do now. If you do things that a wolf does, if you do things that a dog does, if you do things that shaitan does, you look the same way in barzakh. And God forbid about the universe of akhir, when we go to qiyamah, that is in qiyamah. In qiyamah, the only thing remains from us is our understandings, our hates and loves, and ma'arif, and what knowledge we have gained. So, could I make sense, more sense for you between universe of detached and attached, munfasil and muttasil? Still not?
Only in the last part, the akhir.
Yes. Universe of Aql of Munfasil, or all those intellectual forms that exist outside, but you don't know them. Right? Now I give you a notion. Like, let's say this very topic that I'm teaching you. When you're learning, before you learn it was Munfasil from you. That was your universe of Munfasil of Aqli. Right? Owen, you do not know, for instance, this topic that we are talking, you didn't know about it. But in reality, this existed. You didn't know. When it existed and you didn't know, it was your alam al-aql al-munfasil, your detached universe of intellect. Please keep your, just write your question. Okay? When I'm telling you, let's say, I'll make it easier. When I tell you 4 by 5 equals 20, and you didn't know this. You didn't know it, but it existed. Not that it did not exist. This is a knowledge munfasil of you. But when you learned it, you made it mutasil. Similarly, when you learn more mathematics, you make your alamil mutasil al-akhli, your intellectual attached universe becomes bigger and bigger. Isn't it? The more you learn, you're feeding more intellectual forms to your nafs, to your akhli. So you are growing, you are making yourself grow. And you know that it is only akh. Imam Ali alayhi salam says, كُلِّ بَعَاءٍ يُزِيقُ بَهَا يُزِيقُ بِمَا جُعِلَ فِيهِ. Everything becomes filled up with what you put in it. إِلَّا بَعَاءِ الْإِلْمِ, except the container of knowledge, that is your nafs. That means the more knowledge you put in the nafs, the bigger it becomes. It opens its space. So, whatever exists outside us is universe of, I want you to make an understanding of this. If it's required that we talk 2, 3, 5, 10 more sessions, because if you don't understand this, there's a lot more difficulties come. But we keep repeating it. All those things that you do not know them, all those knowledges that you do not know, are alamal aqliyal munfasil for you. Detached. Intellectual universe. Does it make sense, Narges? There are many things that you don't know, isn't it? They're all munfasil. They're all detached. When you learn them, they become attached universe of your aql. Because they become part of you. You cannot even throw them away anymore. They have become part of you. Okay? So we are all along working to grow our material body, to grow our barzakhi body, and to grow our intellectual body. And you have to give importance as per the priority they have. So which one is more prior? He just showed you in that slide. Which one were higher and better and bigger? Universe of aql. That is why it's so much emphasis that is learning is even more. It says 1 hour of thinking and pondering is worth 70 years of ibadat. Why? It can only make sense only when you see aql in the level it is. Otherwise, why when I think 1 hour it makes so much better than doing ibadah? Of course, it's very much sensible. It makes all the sense when you think that the whole thing is about idrak and perception and learning. So hayat is idrak, hayat is perception, hayat is knowledge. So that is why Allah has given so much reward to 1 hour of learning, as opposed to 70 years of salat and sawm and all those things. If you don't do those things and you do not know who you are worshipping, it's not going to count anywhere. If you do not know. So, you have to give the right priority. So we have to get to knowledge. Its first level is learning. Then it comes to, because once you fix the things at this level, then you know how to behave. Then you know what you have to learn. Then you know, for instance, if you didn't know, you might go and you just start to do salat and you think that's the best thing. I'm not saying it's not the best thing, but if you don't know why, it doesn't mean anything. If you do 10,000 rakats of salat every day without knowing who you are worshipping, it doesn't give reward. They will give very little reward. But you have got this Imam Sadiq alayhi salam and Imam Baqir alayhi salam, were both into Hajj, and Imam Sadiq was doing around and somebody came. When he was doing tawaf, somebody came and asked a question regarding this issue of how many shot of tawaf is better and these things like that. Imam Baqir alayhi salam asked Imam Sadiq to answer that person, and he tells him that one. This is something in those ones that little amal with too much knowledge is too much. Too much amal with little knowledge is very little. So inshallah we try to work hard to make things at this level fixed. Then we gradually come to level of our amal and attributes. And whenever I try to make an attempt to... Because every time I come, I have new things in the universe of awalim. But I remain there, I cannot go any further. Because when I say it, and when I look at you, I do not feel that I can go any further, because it must sink in first good before we can move to the next stage. But please do ponder upon alam muttasil and alam munfasil. Maybe I organize in one of our sessions a debate. You are making 2, 3 groups, make some debates, because those debates make things sink in and understand. Once you make that understanding and you understand this awalim, then a lot of things gets opened. It's like you have opened a torch and you see a lot of dark things that you couldn't see anymore, but you will see them. But you have to learn this. Bar Muhammad wa al Muhammad salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa al